Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Market Report for Friday, the 24th of September, 2021, where in just a few minutes I tell you everything you need to know about what's happened in financial markets and the world of economics today. I'm Sean Aylmer. The S&P ASX 200 finished down 0.4% today to 7,342 points. For the full week, it was down 0.8% after tumbling on Monday, then spending most of the week clawing back. The real estate investment trusts were the laggards today, as were materials and healthcare companies. Energy stocks did well alongside a rising price of oil, and financials outperformed. Today, property giant Goodman Group was among the worst performers, while Xero, Sonic Healthcare, Newcrest Mining and James Hardie Industries all dropped more than 2%. The big banks did well, led by National Australia Bank, which closed more than 1% higher. The price of gold fell in recent sessions to around $1,750 an ounce, and that hasn't helped the gold companies. Ramelius Resources and Perseus Mining both fell around 6%, while Silver Lake Resources was off 5% today. Hearing implant maker Cochlear's share price ended 4.8% lower after saying a complaint for patent infringement had been filed in the US by the University of Pittsburgh. Cochlear says it will defend the allegations. Computershare was the best performing stock today, at least of the top 200, up 5.7%, having hit a 52-week high during the session. Retailer Premier Investments closed up 5.5% after its strong results yesterday, and online property group Domain hit an all-time record, closing up 1.6%. In economic news, Westpac chief economist Bill Evans, who has a decent track record on predicting interest rates, said he expects the Reserve Bank will lift the official cash rate in 2023. So far, the central bank has insisted it won't move on rates until 2024. The Aussie dollar is trading at around 73 US cents. The Evergrande debate about whether the Chinese property giant could make coupon payments to bondholders still hasn't been 100% cleared up. On Wednesday, it said it could, though today there was still some confusion about whether everyone had been paid, and the group's share price on the Hong Kong exchange fell more than 10%. That's sure to create some nervousness. Brent crude futures rose to their highest level today since October 2018 and will end the week up around 2.5%. Oil prices more generally are up around 50% so far this year. Driving the moves this week is reduced supply as a result of storms in the US which damaged facilities and a reduction in the stockpile in the world's largest economy. Recapping the strong night on Wall Street, the S&P 500 finished up 1.2%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was 1.5% higher, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq finished up 0.9%. Confidence about the recovery in the US economy on the back of comments from the Fed yesterday underpinned the increases. That's it for the afternoon market report for Friday, the 24th of September, 2021. Join me tomorrow morning for the weekend edition of Fear and Greed, where I run through all the biggest stories of the past week. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.